Let's get Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services on the phone, and he can begin to make sense of what all those numbers that we received this morning from USDA mean. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave. Nice, cool, crisp morning here in central Illinois, and it was a positive report. The Informa group says that there's no room for error. The corn carryover will, in percentage-wise, is probably as tight as 1995, 1996 area. They did come up with a little more corn harvested acres. The marketplace is functioning. We did see corn limit up, beans limit up. They've backed off of those price levels. It'll be interesting to see how commodity funds rebalance if they need to. That's A. And B, we do know that the weather people are very generous starting, well, Thursday into next Thursday. You know, basically 5 days of pretty good rainfall in Argentina. So it will be interesting to see how the market slugs it out here. I did note that, you know, Bassey giving up the Board of Trade price level 680 to 720 level on corn, 1450 to 1550 on soybeans. Also, I noted that I noticed on the news wire Cargill had a quarterly profit of $1.4 billion. And the other idea I have is of course, crude oil is the new gold, and that's also acting pretty good today.
There's not a bearish influence except for the rain in Argentina and all of you and all that you've said, Paul. So I suppose the question is, if I'm a producer and I need to price stuff, how patient do I be?
Yeah. Well, patience is something that we probably lacked in this growing season, unfortunately. And, you know, between the rebalancing of the commodity funds and the historicness of these final reports in here and the way the government sometimes surprises us, you know, made everyone just a little cautious on the outlook. But this is a, you know, bullish situation. Obviously, they basically tried to come out with this probably an honest report as they possibly could for a change. The big area I think that probably could be debated a little bit is the Argentine corn and soybean numbers they use. That's a little high. And, of course, they continue to use those very large Chinese corn production estimates that the Chinese government kind of stamps out into the marketplace. I think the big thing here is that, you know, what should farmers do? I think we'll see if new crop these futures go to $6, you know, that's 550 cash corn. I think you'll see some pretty aggressive activity on the farmer's part. Does this mean that we will see a little more friendliness in the soybeans versus the corn? Yeah, that's possible too. So those are just kind of some footnotes in here that we're watching.
How does, now that we have all these numbers in front of us, how do you envision potentially a battle for acreage playing out into the spring?
Yeah. I think that people are going to let the marketplace do a lot of talking and guessing, and we'll listen to the seed corn version, and we'll have a bunch of marketing meetings, and people will try to talk it up one way or the other. But my opinion is that the acreage shift hasn't been decided on, and that verdict isn't probably going to be decided on until the last couple of weeks of March.
Hmm. So 550 out of the field cash corn, that sounds like a good price for the Cooley farm.
Yeah, it does. And the other thing that we're probably seeing is that we're probably seeing the larger farmer lining up lines of credit to do more of his own hedging himself, particularly if he has and not use those extremely wide basis levels to hedge on. So, that's another trend that we're seeing also in the marketplace, conservative doing more hedging by the producer.
What does the Cooley Farm want to do on his marketings for beans? Where does he want to start those?
Well, the soybean market is pretty bullish here. My general impression is that I would wait on that particular commodity. It would be interesting to sell, you know, $13 new crop soybeans out of the field. That would be an interesting idea. The real dilemma here is if you do sell, I'm a strong advocate, then you can defend it a little bit with some bull call spreads and things of that nature. And we are hearing some people that, you know, are planning on doing it that way as well.
Final thoughts before we let you go, please.
Well, I think the real final thought here is that this is a dynamic time for the Midwest, and I think it's probably one of the first times that I can remember where Wall Street and LaSalle Street brokers and money center banks would like to own more central Illinois farmland.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois.